Thank God. We're going to look at Acts 3, verse 19 this morning. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." So that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. In the Amplified Classic, it says, "Repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, and wiped clean, that times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, being revived with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord." In the Phillips, it says, "Now you must repent and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that time after time, your souls may know the refreshment that comes from the presence of God." Notice it says that time after time here in this version, your souls may know the refreshment that comes from the presence of God. I'm going to read a few more verses here before we comment. Psalm 16:11. It says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 36, verse 8 says, "They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." Jeremiah 31:25 says, "For I have satiated the weary soul, I have replenished every sorrowful soul." In Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." I'm going to read Isaiah 44:3 as well, and then we'll comment. It says, "For I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring." So in the first verse we read, talked about refreshing. You see in all these verses, and we're going to read more, just talking about the ideas of refreshing, of strengthening, of thirst being satisfied, coming from the Lord, from the presence of God. From Him, not from something else. And I like the way it said it in the one version we read. It said, again and again, time after time, that you have refreshing. You know, it's so tempting to look to something else to refresh us in this world. And God didn't meet it. He did not make us that way. He didn't make it that we would get our refreshing, our sustenance, our ability to keep going. That, you know, it's like, you know, in the natural, we need food. We need water. Your body cannot survive without it. It only just for a little bit of time. But it will not continue without the right sustenance. And, you know, only food that's truly food and your water, nourishment is going to do. There's things that you could put in your body that aren't food. And if you try to, well, I think it looks pretty. You know, you could go down to, you know, one of these stores that is for decoration and for crafts and everything, and you could get some plastic fruit that's meant to put out and be displayed. And it could look really good, and especially from a distance, you're like, "Wow, that's a good looking apple." If somebody came into your house and they saw your bowl of fruit, think, "Wow, that's some fruit." And if it looks too good, automatically your thought is, "That's fake," because you know there's the picture That's in the marketing, you know, at the grocery store if you're buying your groceries online. And then there's sometimes what you get when you order it online and they give you the, I wanted ripe bananas. And these look like they're about ready for banana bread. But, you know, you see some plastic fruit, you see like, wow, that looks really good from a distance, but you cannot eat it. I mean, you can. It's not going to nourish you. It doesn't matter how good it looks. It doesn't matter how much it looks like food. It will not sustain you. In fact, you may end up in the emergency room. You know, a child could think they hadn't been told or something. They get a hold of something that thinks it looks really good. It could be like a plastic fruit on that, a fruit like that. It could be. If they're young enough, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's going in the mouth. You know, kids go through that stage where everything is, they're putting everything in their mouth. It doesn't matter what it is. And some things can be harmful. It doesn't matter that they're putting it in their mouth, putting it in the same place that they would digest food, that it good food would nourish them. If it's not actually food, it's not going to do it. It doesn't matter then if somebody told them. I mean, you know, if somebody were to tell you this is really good, but it's not actually food, you know, they're trying to deceive you. You know, people do that on purpose. There's people that have gone to prison because they put something that somebody wasn't supposed to ingest in their meal or something. No matter if somebody gives you something and says this is good for you, is it actually good for you? Does it actually nourish you? Well, as people on the earth, we were made to go to the Lord God to be sustained. Now, we're talking about bodily, but we are a spirit. True person, we're a spirit. We have a soul, that's our mind, will, and emotions, and we live in a body. And the way we're sustained, I mean, life itself is sustained by God. God created all the natural, and without Him, it all fall apart. It didn't just happen. It just didn't come to be just at an accident, you know, just over time. That's not what happened. God created it, and He's keeping it all going. Now, He's not responsible for all the stuff that's happened. He's not the author of death and destruction. But we live in a fallen world, and there's stuff that happens, but He's sustaining everything. But spiritually, and as a person, the way we're really sustained, the way we're really refreshed, is to go to God. There is no substitute. Doesn't matter how pretty it looks. Doesn't matter what it feels like. It feels like, well, this, you know, people are driven by emotion. I feel like this would really be a help for me. I feel like I'm going to go this way. And you know what? If it's not based on God and His Word, if it's not truly Him, it won't actually bring refreshing. It won't bring sustenance. It will fail. Eventually. It may give us a goosebump for a while, but it won't continue on. We cannot go to something that was not designed to sustain us and to refresh us for refreshing. You know, giving us a boost of some emotion or giving us a boost of something that feels all right for a while is not the same as true sustenance and true refreshing. And the only place we can find that is the Lord, is God. And if we want to truly be refreshed, sustaining-wise, like, keep going. Because this life isn't short. It keeps going. You know, you can get something that'll get you through the day. You know, you could take an energy drink, and it boosts you. It might boost you too much. Can't think. You know, you got do something that's going to get you through, but not get you. But you could power through the day, but that's not a sustainable solution. Long term, you just, if you're not getting, just physically, not getting rest, not getting right nourishment, not getting the right diet, you can patch something with an energy drink, you know, caffeine, I'm going to muscle through, I got to get this done. That's short term. And you could get through it. But if you do that day in, day out, week in, week out, that's what you're relying, that's what I'm relying on it, you know as well as I do, there are going to be some harmful side effects long term. You can't live there. You're meant to actually have real food, not junk food that just burns up and it's gone and has a bunch of stuff in it that's going to destroy our body long term. Well, and then in the spiritually, that's the same thing. Something may feel like, ah, I got it. This is it. I can go. But if it's not truly God, if it's not squarely based on His word, if it's not truly Him, it's going to fail. It may feel good for a while. It may even think, I've got it. Man, I found the way. Or I found the person. Or I found the job. Or I found the degree. Now I'm good. Well, that'll last so long. Not against any of those things. We're meant to be with people. We're meant to work with our hands. Education is not a bad thing. It should be in line with what the Lord would have us to do. But in and of itself, if we think, that's it, man, I've got it. You know, a car's not going to do it. Technology's not going to do it. And if we're going to something like that, you know, we know it's like an epidemic, right? People talk about dopamine. They talk about what, you know, you're just going to get something that's trying to spin you up, but it's not true refreshing. It's hollow. Which is why you got to keep going to that. But, you know, it gets you going on the outside a little bit, but it's like internally there's not true refreshing, not true strength there. Let's read Isaiah 44:3 again, and we're going to go to another verse here. It says, "For I will pour out on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring." The first part says, I will pour water on him who is thirsty. God will. The thirstiness is going to be there for all humanity, regardless of who you are, because that's the way we're created. It will be there, and people will try to fill it with something other than what it's designed to be filled with. It won't work. No matter where our relationship with God is, if we've never come to Him, never been born again, as the Bible says, never said, I believe on the Lord Jesus, I declare Him as Lord, and I believe in my heart that God is raised from the dead, we become children of God, or whether we've been walking with Him for years, you know, if we try to substitute something else besides Him, it will dry up. It won't work. And we got to be careful of this because it's so easy to kind of drift and be like, well, I got my routine, I'm doing this. Yeah, but are we really being refreshed? Are we really being alive? Are we in the presence of God? Are we in the Word of God? Are we with God's people? Are we pulling true sustenance and spiritual sustainability so that we're not just have a blip of energy, we have something that's going to go. And go. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Look at Isaiah 55, verse 1. Isaiah 55, verse 1, it says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Verse 2, "Why do you spend money for that, for what is not bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David." Look at this in the NLT. It says, "Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. Even if you have no money. Come take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free." Verse 2, "Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength?" Just stop right there. We talked about it a little bit. But you know, this happens all the time. I read something a long time ago. I won't say the brand name, but it's an energy drink. Driven completely by marketing, and that's the way a lot of stuff is. I mean, it is what you're actually selling is an idea. It's a product, but the cost of that product, the cost of what it cost to make this energy drink was pennies per can. But they marketed it. They spun up a marketing thing worldwide to where many, many dollars they're getting per can. Of course, there's a big market for that now. But what it was, the substance, of course, it gave you a jolt. It's still around, gives you a jolt. But the thing that you're selling is actually something that you could get the real thing. Not knocking that in its place necessarily, but the real thing where it's sustainable energy, you could go down to the supermarket and buy something that's so cheap that'll last you for several days that will give you real energy. But people, because they're like, well, that's what it's the idea, it's the marketing around it, won't actually give you strength, gives you fake strength for a little bit, but it's gonna peter out. But people have spent lots of money. I mean, you buy that and you could have bought a loaf of bread. And you could have bought some things that actually have some protein and some fat and some, you know, fat's not a bad word. Fat, good, you need fat, you need good fat, you need carbs, you need protein. You could have got a balanced thing, but, you know, got this, again, not preaching against energy drinks, but just making a point. People spend tons of money on this, patching a deal of a problem or a symptoms, when actually they could, with that same amount, could have got something that actually would solve the problem and actually wouldn't have any side effects. This right here, verse 2, if you put up that verse 2 again, why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Now, this is going to be literal, but spiritual. Why put your focus, your energy, you're trying to get something that actually isn't strength? Well, you just summed up the world without God. I mean, 2026, all kinds of stuff. This is going to do it. This is going to do it. Man, we were looking at something specific. I was in a bookstore. Actually, I was in a department store that still has a little book area. I was like kind of surprised that it was as nice as it was like now, because a lot of stuff's electronic, but there's kind of resurgence in printed materials too. But we were just in there and looking at something. And it's amazing. In that area, you know, they got different fiction and stuff, but there was just an area, and my gosh, there's all these self-help things, which has been around for a long time, but it's like this bestseller and this idea and, you know, stuff I'd never heard of because, you know, these are new. And got this, and you got this, and you got this, and it's all the next best thing. Like, you've never heard it packaged like that, but it's the same stuff. So many ideas, so many things that this will do it for you. This is going to get you. This idea you've never heard, and this is going to do it. This is going to push you over. This is going to push me over. This is the thing. We've been waiting all of human history to get to here. So this guy writes, or this woman writes this book and markets it like that and puts it in this cover, and that's it. That's the answer to life. No. It might help a little bit, but you know what? To the degree that it's based on the Word of God is the degree that's going to bring lasting help. But we're inundated with things that are trying to vie for attention, pull us in all different ways, saying, no, this is it, and we got to be careful. I don't care how long you've walked with God. It's the same temptation. I've been doing this, and I start to drift off. But you know, that will not happen if you are so really refreshed and close to God. That won't happen. You won't get off on some idea. Because you're refreshed. I mean, if you're just thinking, you're in paradise. There's everything there. There's every need. I'm just talking about naturally. You don't want to leave. But now if you start to get to the point where you're not actually partaking of the refreshment, you're not really partaking of the strength, you start to think there's a problem with what's going on. You think, well, I need something else. See, it doesn't matter how long you've walked with God, you can get off. You can say, I need something else, and look at what's going on in the world. There's so many things that pull us. We got to be careful we don't substitute something that will actually not bring strength for something that would bring strength. We want to make sure if we're refreshed continually, there's just a continual flow. You don't got to try to naturally. Don't try to have to look for something that's going to pump us up solically. I'm not saying you can't get anything out of certain books like those things. But again, to the degree it's based on God's word, that's the degree it's going to bring long-lasting help. I don't know about you, but I look at it like this life. I mean, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You can do certain things. If you're going to do something for a short period of time, you can take a different approach than if you're going to do it for a long period of time. I remember, let's see, I was just out of college, and I played soccer when I was, growing up in high school, and played soccer, and had friends that played soccer, and we got some guys together. I was living in Nebraska at the time, and we got some guys together for what they called the Cornhusker State Games, which was just a, statewide weekend. I think it might have gone, if there might have been over several, it was over several weeks, but this was the first weekend. All different, kind of like, not the Olympics, obviously, but it's kind of like where you have all these different games. Like, you can play soccer, you play baseball, teams enroll, and it's rec. It's competitive. I mean, I guess it's not rec, it's competitive, but obviously they're not professionals. They could be professionals somewhere else, but they're getting teams together and let's play basketball or let's play soccer or whatever. And this was a lot of outdoor stuff. So I got friends. I'm out of college. I played a little bit in college, not for college, but you play a little bit, kick the ball around. But I wasn't actively playing. And so we got a group together with some guys that are just out of college, probably had some guys that were still in just out of high school, some guys that were still in high school. You had guys that were what I would have considered older, like, 30s. Now, like, you're so young. I mean, seriously, we thought as like right out of high school and college that, these guys are old. No, they weren't. But anyway, they were on the field with us. So I'm out there. I have not played in a real soccer game for some time at that point. But I got, there's some high school, college. I'm playing with some guys I went to college with. I mean, I'm out there. And for a little while, you feel kind of like you used to feel. And I'm not old. I'm just out of college. But I'm not where I was in high school because I haven't been keeping up the fitness or anything. And I'm running around and feeling good, and my legs are like, yeah, I can do all this stuff. And boy, it wasn't too long where it's like, it was gone. And all of a sudden, it's like you are huffing and puffing, and I can't. My lungs are burning, and sub me out. You sub out, and then you get a little bit of blip engine when you come back in, but it fades a lot faster this time. I'm like, what? Wow. Boy, did that change. I am in a lot different place than I used to be. But, for that first little bit, I felt like I could go the whole... So I used to be able to run like that for a game. I could do it at the beginning. I could do it at the middle. I might have been tiring out at the end, but I could do it for a good amount of time. This time, I was like, yeah, I can do this, and then I couldn't. Because, see, I was not gearing for where I really was at. I was being dumb. I was like, yeah, I got this. No, Jim, you haven't been running. You haven't been playing. I'm running. Like, I can keep up with these younger guys. A little bit, I couldn't. Because, see, you can do certain things for a little bit that you can't do for the long time. If you're going to play, I mean, you know how many miles professional soccer players run? I mean, depending on the position, 6, 7, 8, and I didn't mean to say 6, 7, but I did. 6, 7, 8, 9 miles. I don't know, sometimes more. Some of you don't know what that is. Probably some, most of you do. Anyway, some people say, I don't know, but I'm not going to explain it. We're moving right on. If you know. It's already jumped, it's already past its course, but still, you say it still, people are like, Anyway, miles and miles and miles they run. You don't just get out there and be like, at that level, you don't get out there and like, yeah, I can run. In fact, I'm faster than that dude. Yeah, for one sprint. I could take that professional soccer player in a straight line, 100 meters. That's not what they're running. They're going 8, 9 miles while playing against top-tier players. Like, they're not just running in a straight line. They are running in a maybe zigzag line, dealing with the best players in the world. for 90 minutes at least. That's a whole different thing. That's a whole different game. You cannot do what you do. And if we're going to play a pickup game for 5 minutes, you go all out for 5 minutes because you know it's done in 5 minutes. Yeah. I can do this for 5 minutes. And they tell you, well, no, you got 85 more to go. Well, I'm done. I can't keep this up for 80. Are you kidding me? I didn't know it was that. Well, just like in the natural, like, see, if we're like, we can do certain things for a little bit. Natural, in this world, people do it all the time. But if it's not firmly based on God and it's not Him, pretty soon you're going to be like, wait a minute, what? There's how many years left? Man, I've already used up my body. I already did all that. I can't keep doing this. See, there's things that are pulling all the time for us to do something else, but God, if we're connected with Him, we'll be refreshed time and again and time and again, and we'll just be able to keep going and go. Why? Because you're connected with Him, and you know what? He's everlasting. He does not run out. It'd be like you, me, taking a teaspoon up to the beach in the ocean and going, you know, taking a little bit out and going, well, I don't want to take too much because I don't want it to run out. I don't care if it's a swimming pool, it would take you from the ocean. You look and it's like that did not change it whatsoever. I guess technically it did, but there's more in. I mean, it's not. It's practically speaking, it's nothing because the ocean is so vast. You know that's the way it is with God. Our mind cannot comprehend how vast He is, how everlasting He's always been around. See, our mind just goes, that's not true. There was something before Him. Well, what was before Him? There's got to, you know, where do you stop with that? You can't. Our minds just don't get it. They cannot comprehend something that doesn't have a beginning. They break. You know why? They're not designed for it. But you know, you and I are going to be around forever. Forever. Can't really comprehend that either. And we're not going to know everything there is to know a billion years from now. We won't catch up with God ever. He's that big. And He's got a infinite head start on us. And He is infinitely greater. So when we get to the point where I think I know some stuff, we know zero. That's like taking the teaspoon out and going, I know something. It's like, did you look at the ocean? See, that's who we're connected. When we say, no, I got to be refreshed by God. I got to be in His presence. Refreshing from the presence of the Lord. You're in His presence. That's infinite. Well, nothing else can fill that place. Nothing. Nothing. Everybody say nothing. No thing. No person. No job. No connection. And see, we make a mistake when we put our weight on something and say, this is it. Now I'm complete. Now I can go. And if it's anything but the Lord, it is wrongly placed confidence and trust. It will give way. It's just a matter of time. But when we back up and go, well, I'm going to refresh Him. God, I'm going to be refreshed there. He does not end. He does not fail. It keeps going and going. And Energizer Bunny going and going and going and going and going and going. And you don't have to stumble and fall down. You don't have to be done. That's all I got. Just keep going. Why? Because you're connected to the source. You're connected to Him. There is nothing like Him. But see, we try to make substitutions. Go back to verse 2. Isaiah 55, verse 2 says, why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Selah, question mark. Think on that. Listen to me and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. listen, and you will find life. Life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. Yeah, this is speaking to the children of Israel, but it has a greater meaning in light of what Jesus did. Amen. There is no substitute. Go back to the end of verse 2. It says, listen to me and you will eat what is good. Listen and you will find life. Not something that looks like life, life. I don't know about you, but I've lived long enough. I've seen too much stuff that it looks a certain way, but it's not. Okay? And you don't want the thing that looks like it. You want the real. You want the real life. You want the real, not something that somebody says is the real. Because it's not what you need. And if you've been around long enough, you're like, well, I've seen that play before. I've seen that before. I don't want that. I want the real. You know, you can buy a product that's like, wow, that is marketed really good, except I know it's going to break in a little bit. I'll take the one that's just going to keep going. Well, it doesn't look as cool, but it'll still work in a year. Like, that's what I want. I want the thing that's actually going to be good. I want life. I don't want something that looks like life or somebody says is life or looks like, you know, you post about it and looks like life. Look at the life we're living and then put down the camera and it's like, this is the life you're really living. That looks like something, but it's not real. That's not life. But somebody's selling you, that's life. And see, this is the life we're living. But if it's not actually refreshing on God, it's not pulling on Him, it's not there. And man, you know, hopefully, as well as I do, that world, that facade that is presented to us all the time in the day and age we live. I mean, you can't literally tell if a video is real anymore. Literally, I mean, you cannot tell. Let alone, we're not even talking about somebody making a movie or somebody doing, you know, a post where they're just doing it in the best light. You're saying that thing doesn't exist and you put it in. Well, how much more in day and age we're living it? We got to have something that's life and it's life. You dig layers down and it's still life. You just can dig infinitely, and it's still life. Not something that's like, yeah, that looks good, but watch this. Poke. Oh, pff, blew up. Nothing. It's nothing. Man, I don't know about you. I don't want that. You want the thing that's solid. You want genuine. Amen. I want genuine. Amen. I want real. Because there's a whole lot, man. The world has changed. Without stuff we thought was real, it's not real. Thought it was this way, it's this way. And we're getting into a shape-shifty, whole nother league of that now. I'm talking about you cannot tell. You need to like, where's the actual sources that were there that had video from multiple angles to confirm that this thing was not manufactured? Well, see, none of that's lost on God. God's not, well, he's way out there. He doesn't know. No, God knows. Here's the thing. God knows everything that's real and not real at the beginning. He doesn't need somebody to verify angles. He knows precisely. This is real. This isn't. And his word's going to help us. The written word, the Bible, is going to be life to us, so we'll be able to discern that, and it will be refreshing to us when other stuff is crumbling because it wasn't real. His Spirit will guide us and lead us through and strengthen us and guide us and help us through anything. Amen. The path of life, the path that's going to make it through where you're still standing and not this diversion that is going to, looks good, but it's a bad path. Have you ever, man, I know I was going down to New Jersey once. We were going to a meeting and I hadn't been to this part. And going south in New Jersey, and boy, when we went there, it was raining, and there was so much traffic, and originally the GPS is saying, it's going to take this long, and by the time we got there, it was so many more hours than that. So when we were going to come home, come north, and then it wants to cut through New York and go there. And I was like, this is the way you're telling me to go. I know that's not going to be that many hours. So I went over here in the country roads. And I wanted to go up there. I don't want to say anywhere near this place. The GPS tell me this is the fastest way. I'm not doing that. I'm going over here, and I'm going to go. I don't care. I want to just drive, and I want to look at the scenery, and I want to still be driving at the same rate, not like stop, go, stop, go, stop. Like, I'm going to enjoy this. The whole time I'm going here, that GPS kept on trying to go, there's a faster way this way. I was like, there is not. You're lying to me. It'll be faster for about this time until there's a breakdown or something, and then, here I am. And this wasn't that much longer, but you know what? It was a little bit longer, but it was going to actually be that time. I was actually going to get there. And I remember that drive. We were like, this is awesome. Yes. We're driving, and it's just nice, and it's scenic, and it's relaxing. Yes. We're enjoying it. I had come down that other way, and it was raining. I was like, I'm not doing this again. Everybody and their mother is on this road right now. I can't go anywhere. I'm not doing it. But you know what? The whole time, GPS is going, this is fast, dude. Come on, come on. I'm like, shut up. I can't turn it off completely because I don't know where I am. So I need it. I just have to ignore it. You know what is really annoying is when it sneaks something on you. It took what is faster and you didn't realize. It usually will say, do you want to take a faster road? But sometimes you realize it's already determined that and I'm going back away. But I don't want to do that. I said I don't want to do that. Quit trying to get me over there to the fastest route. It's not faster. It's not better. I want the real thing. Well, when you've gone down the road several times, now when I'm local, you've gone all the other paths. And there's places like that I've gone. When I drive, and I'm like, I don't care what it says, and I know the route. And I'm staying on this route. Because you know what? You're fake. It's not going to actually happen. I've been down there. I've seen the hours. I've been it. The first time when I was green, I said, it's going to take me that long, and I'm sitting in traffic forever. So I figure that out over time. Well, I know the route. I'm not going to be, I just turn it off and be like, hey, we're going this way. It doesn't even try to pull me because I don't care. I'm not listening to it. Well, that's the way life is. There are so many voices in the world. So many. And they're telling you, this is the way, this is the way, this is the way, this is the fastest way, this is the way. And all, there's books, there's, accounts, there's all kinds, there's podcasts, they're all like this, all these things. They're all. But all that clutter, God said, you come to me. Why are you paying for all that stuff? You can get this for free. You're paying them how much money? Pay them this, and this subscription. And this. I'm not knocking certain things if we really believe it's what we should have. That's not the point. Point is, God, you can go to him right now and be like, hey, I'm relying on you. And it's real. And it's deep. And it's lasting. And put up that last part of that verse on 55:2 again. It says, let's just read verse 2. It says, why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Verse 3, come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. He said, come to me and you will find life. You'll continually, it'll be continual. You'll find life, and it's not just you found life for a day and then it's gone. No, it's continual. But notice, we're coming back to him. We're not replacing him with something else. Even in the name of Christianity. Like something like, well, it looks good. If it's somebody saying something, we got to be careful. But it, you know where it should go back to? What does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God say? And we go back to that, and then it will actually be life to continually be refreshed, to be in a place of being fresh. To refresh is to get back to the state of fresh. You know, you could be worn down and tired, but you know, you get a shower, get some food in you. Boy, it's amazing. Even if you didn't get enough sleep, it can be like, feel refreshed, right? Well, you're getting back to the way you want to feel. But you know, it doesn't have to be like, well, I'm fresh. Wow, horrible. Fresh, horrible. Mid-fresh, horrible. Little less horrible, horrible. Sort of fresh. Super fresh for 8 hours in the tank. With God, it's just continual refreshing. Continual, 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 continual. Just stay in refresh. It's just like, so all the stuff in life, there's stuff, but it's just that I'm staying refreshed. I'm just staying here. Not continually being worn down. That we would have continual refreshing. Not continually being stressed out. And then glimpses of relaxing. I'm just stressed all the time. I'm stressed. But this is heaven. And then go back to normal life, stress. Instead, refreshed. Oh, this is pushing a little bit, but back to refreshed. Oh man, okay, we're going through that, but that's all right, because I know, and that's a different thing. You're going here, and this stuff pulls. Yeah, we live in life. Yeah, it pushes, but you're just here. That's a lot different than, wow, I'm living here, and oh, this is boom, just stay here. Get glimpses of, if life were only like this, and bam. So we don't have to live at that place. I don't care how long we've been walking with God. We do not have to live in that place where it's constant stress, constant drama, constant stuff going on in the world. You know, you can live from emergency to emergency. You get over one and, about 2 minutes it felt like there was nothing, and then now there's this. You know, there's a better way. We can be connected with the Lord, be connected with Him, and we can be like, yeah, there's that, but man, I'm connected with God. He's always been, and I'm just going to stay right here. That's so different than some people can be like, well, I'm just always stressed. I don't know what the problem is. You know, there could be lots of answers to that question, but the root of it is getting connected with the Lord, connected with Him, with the life source, with the source, the capital T, capital S, the source on a continual basis. Not one time, not like, I went to church and I read my Bible, I feel great, now I can skate. See, it's not a works thing. It's not a, like, I'm checking boxes off. That's like saying, well, I ate my food for the week, I'm done. Until my body and my blood sugar just crashes. Gosh, now I gotta get a bunch of food. Or you could just like eat continually. It's not a, well, I don't wanna eat, that's like legalistic. No, it's just the way to sustain. I don't want to read my Bible. That's like legal. I don't want to pray. I don't want to do that. It's not. It's just like I'm staying. Why do I want to get to the place where I'm crashing? How about I just stay here? How do I do that? I'm going to stay close to God. How do you stay close to Him? You stay close to Him in His Word. His Word. The Bible. The Bible. One of these things. You stay close to His Word, whatever form it's in, you stay close to His Word, His words. When you read the Bible, it's not like, I'm just reading the Bible and I have to. No, you're communing with Almighty God. What does that do? Refreshing. It's putting his words of life in you. You turn anywhere in the Bible, and it's inspired word of God. Now, there's certain things, depending on what you're doing, I would encourage you to go certain places, but anywhere that you turn the Bible, just spending time in his word is spending time with him. It's recharging. It's refreshing. You don't look at it as, I don't want to do that. That's religious. It's like, well, that's like, no, I like a good steak. Oh, I like this. It's good. I think I'll just, I'll not wait till I'm completely flat on my back without any energy. I think I'll just keep eating. So we spend time in his word. We spend time fellowshipping with him in prayer based on his word. I'll just make something up. What does his word say? You can pray, talk to him. It's not a religious thing. It's just spending time with him in prayer. Based on his word, just in his presence, you can just sit. The Bible says, be still and know I'm God. You can sit and just commune with him. You say, how in the world do you do that? Well, you read the word of God, he'll be speaking to you. I don't mean an audible voice. I mean just speaking in your heart, just impressions, direction. You can see things just through his word. It impacts you. It's the Holy Spirit there, his spirit just speaking to you, like I said, not an audible voice, but just impressing you. It's like it jumps out of the page on you. You can just sit there and meditate and just think about that. That's getting refreshed. It's spending time with him. It's staying to where you're full. See, sometimes it gets to be, oh, it's just too much to do. Busy, busy, busy. Okay, I'm going to do the 3-minute devotion. I'm going to go on. Okay, if that's where we're at, but what if we just sat? Yeah, like me and Shelly. I go, I got 3 minutes for you today, Shelly. Talk quick. Okay, we're done. Well, that might be once in a while. It's like, okay, we got to get this done. But if I live there's not going to be fellowship. We could still be married legally, but our fellowship, our relationship is going to be drained. But if I'm talking and we're communing, yeah, I don't have a problem just sitting with her, doing nothing. Whether we're getting something to eat, whether we're just sitting, just driving. Doesn't matter. We could be sitting, we could be saying something, we could be not saying something. That's all spending time. That's all in our relationship that is nourishing it. Well, that's all it is with God. You're connected to the source, to the ocean, and you're just taking a little bit. It just happens. You're just there. You're just reading. That's refreshing. You just stay there. You get refreshed through his people. There's many scriptures. Let me just read one or two about his people. You get refreshed when you come together because his spirit, if they're born again, if they're a Christian, is in them. And so you're around and you're getting refreshed. Like right where we're doing right here, we're getting refreshed. John 4:13. It says, Jesus answered, just going to read a few scriptures here as we emphasize a few of these things. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing into everlasting life. A fountain just keeps going. A fountain just keeps bubbling up. A fountain is refreshing all the time. John 7:37 says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. When Jesus was glorified, when we come into the family of God, when we become born again, we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. You have the ocean on the inside of you. It says rivers will flow out of you, but you have the everlasting source available. And it wouldn't be silly if you're sitting in the middle of the ocean going, wow, I just need something wet. It's like, there's wet all around me. You know, when we come to know God, we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. There is no end to the refreshing and the source that he is. Nothing in this world can tax it to where it's like, well,
God goes, ah, that's all I got. Can't fix that. Nothing. There's nothing like that. God is infinite. Jesus said, you come to me, you will not thirst again. But we go to him. Look at 2 Corinthians 7:13, just skip down a few. It says, therefore we have been comforted in your comfort. We rejoiced exceedingly more for the joy of Titus because his spirit has been refreshed by you. I said, we've been comforted and Titus has been comforted. Skip to the one right before that. 1 Corinthians 16:17. It says, I'm glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunus, and Achaeus. For what was lacking on your part, they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. They acknowledge such men. Why? Because they have the Spirit of God, and you're around them, and God can refresh you through your relationship with him, but also through other people that are connected with him. Through his word, through his spirit, through just spending time in his presence, through his people, we can just stay to where, yeah, there's blips in life. Yeah, there's stuff that challenges. It's not like, oh, there's nothing anymore. I know God, so I don't have any challenges. No, you have challenges, but you're connected. That'd be like you're at the ocean. It's like, yeah, there's a little challenge. There's a little fire on the beach. Well, we got an ocean behind us. It's not that that didn't pop up, but we have the resources. We have the depth. We have the refreshing that no matter what it is, there's refreshing there. Oh, there's infinite. So we just stay there, connected with him. You know, that's how we're supposed to be in life. That's how God intended his people to go through. Not wearing out, not going from stress to stress, not going from drama to drama, emergency to emergency, but going connected with him so we have what we need to deal with the challenges of life, knowing he's with us, he will never end, he has the answer to every issue. Amen. That's our God. That's the God of heaven and earth. Praise you, Lord.